This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, July 2, 2013. I'm Caleb Brown. For the states that had previously approved gay marriage, the Supreme Court's DOMA decision was a big victory. But there are political and legal obstacles still in the way for gay couples who wish to formalize their relationships. Jimmy LaSalvia is a consultant to the American Civil Liberties Union, working on outreach at the state level. We spoke last week.
Well, I think that most constitutional conservatives like me have been of the opinion that this discussion about civil marriage for gay couples should be happening in state capitals and not on Capitol Hill here in Washington. And so I think that from that perspective, there's a lot of relief among conservatives that now in Washington, we can focus on the bigger issues facing our country, while there's still the discussion happening among state legislators and on the ground in the states about marriage. The big, broader national issues are what Washington will be taking their time dealing with.
You've just been hired by the ACLU as a consultant to do outreach to the Tea Party,
right,
on this issue. What are you being asked to do, and what opportunities do you think there are?
Well, I first am always of the opinion that you should work with people when you agree. And so the ACLU's effort will be the flagship effort taking place across the country, the largest effort to pass same-sex marriage in the states. And so I will be working with them to talk to grassroots conservatives and Tea Party activists. And the truth is, everybody in America, including grassroots conservatives, have gay people in their lives. And so they're thinking about this issue differently. And so we're going to talk about why marriage is good for everyone, including gay people, and why their gay family and friends would benefit from being married. But we're also going to talk about the political realities that are surrounding this issue, and that we're in a very different political reality than we were in 2004. And the majority of Americans have come to support same-sex marriage. So we'll be talking about why marriage is important, but we'll also be talking about the political landscape.
If you were to argue to a Tea Party conservative right now, say, hey, you should be for this, what do you tell them?
Well, I would personalize it to me and to their family and friends about why marriage is good for people and why we should want everyone to be married. But I also, from a political perspective, would remind them about the Tea Party election of 2010, just after the rise of the Tea Party in 2009. That message was about the size and scope of government and the spending in Washington, and that's the message that unites us, and that we shouldn't be fighting about gay marriage, that we should concentrate on the issues that unite us. So even if you don't support the effort to legalize civil marriage for gay couples, let's take our energy and focus it on the areas where we agree.
Walter Olson has done some digging here at the Cato Institute into the electoral results of the election of 2012, where you had on the ballot both a presidential election and a gay marriage amendment. And what he found was that in even some very deep red areas of Maryland, where you have sort of wealthy suburban Republicans, that gay marriage was more popular than Mitt Romney, which is very interesting. And how do you hope to capitalize on that type of sentiment?
Well, you know, very few times in our history do we deal with an issue that's so personal for everybody, because everyone has a gay person in their lives. And so you see lots of Republicans strongly supporting civil marriage for gay couples because of the gay people in their lives, like Senator Rob Portman from Ohio. He personifies this. And so I think by personalizing it for conservatives all over the country and in those suburban areas, and talking about why they should want their gay family and friends to settle down and be happy and get married.
Jimmy LaSalvia is the co-founder of GoProud and currently a consultant to the ACLU on the subject of same-sex marriage. You can read more of Cato's work and the constitutional case for marriage equality at our website, cato.org.